power. If you cannot assert your dominion, what is the use of being a Christian Scientist? How much longer will you go along accepting your inability to handle untoward conditions? How much longer will you be lukewarm and approach problems in a semi-metaphysical manner? It is as silly as maintaining, "I am semi-honest." You all maintain you are honest. You said you were. Why, you say, "I have always been honest. It is natural with me to be honest." I'm glad that you say that, and maintain it. Mrs. Eddy says, "Honesty is spiritual power." Have you said that? You have spiritual power. Spiritual power is the power of spirit, and that is your divine capacity. Jesus says, quote, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Close quote. And Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Where shall the gaze rest but in the unsearchable realm of mind? We must look where we would walk, and we must act as possessing all power from him in whom we have our being." Close quote. She says you must act as possessing all power. Why don't you act and speak that way? Since you must act as possessing all power, then naturally you must act as possessing all knowledge. You possess all the action of mind, which is harmonious being and perpetual motion. There is no cessation to the action of God. There is nothing that can limit your power. You alone can do this. You really have dominion. Your difficulty comes when you allow error to divert you in any way. Mrs. Eddy tells us very definitely in Pulpit and Press just what to do. She says, quote, "Know then that you possess sovereign power to think and act rightly, and that nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love. If you maintain this position, who or what can cause you to sin or suffer? Our surety is in our confidence that we are indeed dwellers in truth and love, man's eternal mansion." Close quote. You must have a greater awareness of your innate power. Realize there is just one mind, and that this mind is your mind. Then things will happen for you. Continue to act as possessing all power. For what are you waiting? A more convenient season? There is not a season more convenient than now. Paul said, quote, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Close quote. Talk this way and acknowledge your divine capacity. Omnipresence will not bring you any more tomorrow than it has given you today. Are all the discordant things you behold real to you? If they are, you might as well give up. You know you cannot change that which is real, that which is true. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Do we expect to change perfection?" Close quote. You really do not believe for a minute that these discordant conditions are true, and that is why you struggle to unsee them. She says, quote, you must mentally unsee the disease. Then you will not feel it, and it is destroyed. Close quote. You could not unsee it mentally unless it were within you. You, of course, could not unsee anything external to consciousness because there is nothing external. That is wholly a fantasy. There is no there to mind. Everything is here and now. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do," is a radical and unmistakable declaration of the right and power of Christianity to heal. For this is Christ-like, and includes the understanding of man's capabilities and spiritual power. Close quote. Jesus, being instantly at the other side of the lake, is certainly more practical than the jets, even though they now exceed the speed of sound. Today you hear much about modern inventions. Each new invention has less and less of matter, less of time and space. Mankind today seems aghast at the things that are coming to the fore so rapidly. You hear that a jet plane crosses the United States in less than 4 hours. In fact, one plane recently achieved the speed of 1,900 miles an hour. My, you are slow in giving up matter. Why, Jesus proved there was no matter. Mrs. Eddy's first statement of fact in the scientific statement of being is that, quote, "There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter," close quote. In this sentence, Mrs. Eddy fully acknowledged Jesus' work, the doing away with matter. He overcame every material law. Our exemplar did not need 4 hours to arrive at the other side of the lake. He was instantly there. Reach out to these great achievements and expect to experience them here and now. You believe Jesus, and he said, "All these things I have done, you can do." What is your expectancy? Where is your gaze resting? Are you looking back and making excuses? Or are you living now the infinitude of your being? Mrs. Eddy states in Miscellany, quote, "I believe that all our great master's sayings are practical and scientific." Close quote. Webster defines practical as fit for doing. Then, all our great master's sayings are practical. They are fit for doing. You really cannot escape prosperity. It is as omnipresent as your honesty. Any suggestion to the contrary is only a belief and shows you are watching effect and not looking to cause. Watching effect is only toying with belief and is purely hypnotic. You are not limited. You could not be. Does not Jesus say, quote, "Son, all that I have is thine"? Close quote. Everything Jesus needed, he instantly had. The wine, the coin, the food, the upper chamber, the other side of the lake. He understood man to be the full representation of mind, which means that man reflects the divine capacity, the infinite ability to comprehend all. Don't you know you are that man? That man is not someone you have on a pedestal. There is no good that is not common to man. You really are that scientific man demonstrating omnipresence. Jesus certainly manifested the divine capacity in all his works. He said, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." Close quote. Jesus' words and works were the action of mind, and he said, "All these things I have done, you can do." And Jesus had the divine capacity. He perceived that all was mind. He knew of no other presence, no other mind.